Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Ceddie J, and it is actually the second to last Tuesday broadcast of Life After Dust Live. Just to give y'all a big announcement, get ready to happen two Tuesdays now, that'd be Valentine's Day. We're actually going to have new hosts on Tuesdays. And actually, some of y'all that didn't know some of the connections of people who work with me a lot, y'all know as far as the people aren't necessarily new. they were actually on the show called Crypt Next to Dark, and they're actually moving a new show over here to Life of the Dust Live on every Tuesday. So it's going to be pretty hot. And actually, next week will be the first week that we'll actually be back in the late night. So we'll be at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. So y'all definitely be on the lookout for that. So definitely be very, very crazy. I know how it is when we're in a late night. It's always, you never know what's going to happen during that time. So definitely be on the lookout for that. It's TP3 Radio and those ways are just, you know, three different personalities that just mix together. That's just a recipe of greatness. So can't wait for it to happen. And that'll be happening starting Valentine's Day. So just be on the lookout for that. Now, for today's show, actually got very special guests on today's show. I'm an artist over in the B-More area. I'm a boy AM, which AM is actually for a lot of mean things, but one of the most recent things it stands for is Angry Man, and y'all get a little bit more into that, why he goes by Angry Man or AM, so definitely be chopping it up with him, and as well as his mixtape release, Anger Management Session 2, which is actually the recent champion of the mixtape of the week battle on the Dust Spot. So there you go. All right, so without further ado, we'll go ahead and open up the line. I think that's my boy right there. What's up, AM?
What's good?
Not much, man. Welcome to the show, bro.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Not much, man. All right, so we're going to come off right at the back, man. You know, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you being the most recent champion of the Mixtape of the Week battle.
Definitely appreciate. Yeah, you know, I had to have a little bit of work, and I was definitely happy to see that I won it at the end of it. It took a lot of promotions. You know, it's not just a simple put it out there. You got to get the people to vote. You got to get the people to listen. So I definitely appreciate the opportunity that you gave everybody to get everything out there. You know, every last bit of promotion definitely helps everything.
Hey, I mean, I like it too because y'all, you know, everybody's different fan base that gets to be exposed to, you know, these other artists while they're doing it, and it also gives a friendly competition to the mix too. So you know, everyone likes a little competition, and they're all doing this industry sometimes. You know, it doesn't mean necessarily because some people mix up competition with beef.
Exactly. It's definitely a big difference between the two.
So, man, first off, man, kind of tell us, you know, first off, we're going to go before I get into the angry nigga. Actually, I like the way that is so catchy how you got that name, or AM. First off, tell me how did you actually get started into the industry?
Man, I've been going at it rapping for about 6 years. I actually had a small group called Last of the Best, me and a couple of dudes. That was like in 06, 07. And we recorded in my homeboy's basement. Dude named Allie Reed, and you know, I wasn't really that good, but the group that I was with kind of got me to start off, you know, with the skills, multis, and everything like that. And in 08, I went to Morgan, and I started ciphering with these dudes that were pretty good, you know. So I think after that, that's where I got the name Angry Man from. I was AM when I got there. I had this one girl just come up to me every day like, "Your name is now Angry Man," because we do ciphers. And I'm pretty animated, pretty aggressive. You know, you start off the cipher. I'm like, yo, you know, the personality comes in there. So they're like, yeah, I see why your name is AM. We're gonna just call you Angry Man, and it stuck with me. I'm gonna keep rolling with it because I do have the anger thing going on. I'm not too mild mannered when it's rap time. You know, so I think in 09, I put out Anger Management Session 1. I did pretty good on it. I was in a group named Be Alive. I'm actually still in the group under management by a woman's name of Jinx. And, yeah, we worked on that from, I think, 08 to 09 and 010, a little bit of 010. After that, I took about a six-month break, and then I started working on Session 2, and I just released that January 1st-ish. And that's where I've been. That's my trip so far, other than the last two videos I just put out. I'm in a contest for Funk Volume right now, and then the another video that I think I put up on the site, Dusk After Dawn. I think I called your site the wrong thing, the Dust Spot.
Oh, yeah.
Two videos I put up there. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I like, you know what, especially I like the second and best. I just like your delivery on the second one the most is like the catchy. It's like, okay, I was really sitting there and I was like really reeled in. I'm like, okay, all right, now I know where the nickname came from.
Yeah.
Because, like,
yeah,
you were so aggressive, you were like, ugh. So, yeah, you was, in the words of Kevin Hart, you were saying it with your chest.
You got to. You don't say it with your chest, I never going to listen. And I want everybody to listen. You know, it's my time when it's rap time, you know. You got to grab the crowd's attention. That's my way to do it.
Oh, definitely. So, as far as, like, people who, like, growing up, like, listening to music or whatnot, who was, like, some of your greatest influences in saying, man, heck, I really want to do this music thing?
Biggest influence growing up had to be Eminem. I think I used to sound like Eminem. I used to rap with the L.O.B. crew. I used to do a whole bunch of freestyles. We actually used to make literal mixtapes. You know, I had a tape recorder, set it up like an actual mic stand. Not a mic stand, but one of them hanging mics they had, like in L.O. Cool J's video. We just sit there and rap. I swear to God, I sounded just like him. And I sounded like him for the first 2 years I was rapping. And I guess I think my biggest change happened when I started listening to battle rap. Dude named Loaded Lux. My freestyling style actually started to sound like his. And this is in 08 now. And the same time that I was listening to Loaded Lux, Eminem, Fabulous, Jay-Z, Nas, and Joe Budden. Joe Budden has to be my biggest, the person I listen to most of the time, honestly. Like, any of my emotional songs, that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from. Any of my aggressive songs, I get most of my inspiration from Eminem. I think I listen to a lot of Graf. listen to a lot of underground music, honestly. That's I can't even say enough about underground. That's where I'm at. Most of my songs on my phone MP3 players, underground music. That's where the lyrics are at the moment.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize, you know, it was, man, I'm like me, you know. A lot of people already say that. But they understand the whole thing that, you know, it's our right to have picked up somewhat off another artist. But you, like, a lot of people always grow from it. Like, I bring this up all the time. One of the greatest artists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And much of people say, oh, man, he's just, like, great. Even he was emulating someone. Michael Jackson emulated a lot of his style from James Brown.
Oh yeah, you gotta have somebody that you look up to. You gotta get your starting style from somewhere, because you're not gonna really start off being an individualist, you know, by just starting off. Because everybody has done something already. So you be like, all right,
exactly.
I'm gonna have to get this together, do a little bit of mimicking until I can get my own style out of it. And I think that's a great thing. You know, Michael Jackson I can't even say how much work he put in the industry to have influenced as many people as they influenced. They influenced everybody. Everybody.
Well, definitely. Now, we'll take a quick break, because I actually got one of your tracks I got on here right now. This is Follow the Code. It's off the mixtape on Session 2. So I was like, man, let me pick a song that you just say it's got up to it. I was like, Father Cole, that just stuck out to me. So here we go, man. This is Father Cole from my boy AM right here on Life of the Dust Live. We'll be right back. All right.
Bang.
Let's go.
Violated, you can bleed from a hole in your cheek. And I'ma say it, I will kill every hole in your team. Cause I'm a traitor with the skill, I'm a pro in the peace. Nigga, please, we live by the code of the streets. Violated, you can bleed from a hole in your cheek. And I'ma say it, I will kill every hole in your team. Cause I'm a traitor with the skill, I'm a pro in the peace. Nigga, please, watch your mouth when around the beast. My style is mean, fire burns calories, stretch marks like alley feet. I sound unique, while most of you niggas sounding bleak, trying to beat and more fire than Robert Downey drink. I be dipping in the old habit, kick shit. While you kick in the bucket, leave your toes cracking. Your hoes smashing a whole squad full of war captains, eating more cocks than a farm family with more rats. A practice so a love seeming a lot. She be seeming all weird, each seeming a lot. My team get hot, I'm dope, so why start with me? Leave with your open heart broken like clogged arteries. I beat turning them veggies, they'll start charging me. Pick up in that lane, cross over, don't try charging me. Most step the best in it with the wordplay. Switch it when I feel it, I don't listen with the words. They live by the code of the streets. You violated, you gon' bleed from a hole in your sheep. And I'ma say it, I will kill every hole in your game. Cause I'm a traitor with the skill, I'm a pro in a beast. Nigga, please, we live by the code of the streets. Violated, you gon' bleed from a hole in your cheek. And I'ma say it, I will kill every hole in your team. Cause I'm a traitor with the skill, I'm a pro in a beast. Nigga, please, the streets that eat you alive. You see the teeth glamour, so the pop. Your mom's son drop like a beat parent. We stare into the night, I'll eat a beast, sharing weed, eyes bloodshot. Gang wars in the streets, they're indifferent. You are sure with the vision. Harry Potter power sweeping, getting gold for the secrets. Ain't tannin', nigga, please do not fold to the click. You're all exposed and we can see through the whole tear whistle. I see your lame ass about to go down like a plane crash. I ain't ever hear fucking beat that I can't smash. Ain't past my prime, Megatron, way past peers. Watch you drown in the pressure, spread as some waves clash. Sleep the fifth in a plane clash. We're on trial for your house, pump full of strange gas. Your mother butt fucked, uppercut it and face stab. Your kids found cut, split in half on the train track. It's that bad.
Alright, welcome back to Life at Dust Live. Steve Boy City J, that was Follow the Code by my boy AM, who's on the show with me today. Welcome back, bro.
What's good, what's good? I forgot to give a shout out to the actual current group that I'm in. Shout out to Pound Sound, Bang, You already know who it is, Heavy Cynic. I'm gonna give a shout out to LJ. He in the building with Heavy right now. Shouts out.
Well, I got a question for you, man. Like, what was like the whole inspiration behind that track? What led you to make Follow the Code?
Dude, LJ, he was one of the biggest reasons for me doing that song. We sat in the basement. He was one of the people that was in my first group. I'm sitting in the basement, right? I played the song. I'm sitting there like, look, I'm going to need you to do this hook with me. We sat there. All your heads, da-da-da-da. I'm like, I said, all right, we're going to do a little street shit for this one. And he was like, I got you. I said, all right, now how we going to do this? He did the hook. And I was like, all right, we're going to go with this hook. I want to do a grimy song for it because I really didn't have a dark grimy song for the first mixtape. I had a plethora of different things that I did for it, but I can't say I had one of those on it. I was like, shoot, I'm going to have to get back to my roots, you know, and do one of these kind of tracks. So honestly, the inspiration came from him. I can't say that I thought of all that by myself. He was one of the biggest inspirations for that song.
What's up, man? And so as far as most embarrassing things that happened to you so far in the industry, that's made you say, oh, man, I can't believe I did that.
I'm a great freestyle rapper. Anytime that I lose a battle is the most embarrassing thing that happens to me. The first time I ever battled, I was on stage doing against a guy named Mooley. When I said that's his name, froze up on stage, lost. I can't even lie. I lose almost every written battle that I have. And to be known, because I'm known for me being able to freestyle and battle, that has to be the most embarrassing thing that will and has ever happened to me in the industry thus far.
Definitely. Now, okay, so as far as like, what's like the greatest? What's the greatest is? Because, I mean, of course you say you're losing, and hey, I agree with you, like, you're losing the battle or something, it's like, like, it's like
exactly.
Your heart, part of your heart just died.
exactly.
So, like, what's like the greatest? What's like your greatest one? Yes, sir.
My greatest thing so far, I opened up for Freeway when I first joined Be Alive back in 08, and that had to be one of the best experiences that I've had so far. Being able to cipher, I actually had a cipher today. I had a dude come through and beatbox. I haven't felt like that feeling in a really, really, really long time. It's like you sit there, you listen, and you're like, oh, man, we going in a circle with all these dope MCs, and it feels like hip-hop. Somebody walk past and the hip-hop's in the air. I think the greatest feeling for me right now is to be able to do this because I know a lot of people who started off with me. I know a lot of people who are still trying to do it, but they really don't have enough time. You know, they got things that they got to worry about. I think the best feeling for me is to have all the people who listen to me because I'm not known. You know, I'm a little known, but I'm not known enough to be like, yeah, I'm dope. Everybody know I'm dope. It ain't like that. For me, being able to do it and having the support that I have, that support is like, I don't know. That support probably has to be the second thing after performing. That has to be the greatest feeling is support and performing.
Okay. I didn't say, yeah, Freeway. I think that's like, I think I can honestly say he's one of the most underrated rappers, period.
Yeah, but I would definitely agree with that.
I mean, it's like his delivery, it just flowed so well. It was like, it's like his wordplay was just crazy. Like he had that angry aggression with his flow, with how he delivered stuff. It was just how smooth he did it. But with
exactly.
It is energetic. It's just his energy behind it.
Exactly.
All right, so. Let everyone know as far as how they can catch up with you and figure out, like, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. How can everybody figure out what's going on with AM?
If you Google me, honestly, type in Anchorman410 in the search bar. That is my URL for everything. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Onion, Reverb Nation, anything dealing with music, Anchorman410, AngryMan410. 410
at the area code. I like that. Simple people. That's how I pretty much got it. Like, I be telling people that they be like people that change the Twitter name every day. I be sitting there like, How do y'all do that? Y'all in the industry, like, y'all
you
got
can't.
Y'all Twitter name on, like, flyers and stuff, and y'all change y'all name 10 minutes later.
Exactly.
So, hey, man, yeah, most, see, I like you already, man. It's like,
I appreciate it.
People that understand, people that understand how I feel, like, I don't need to be chasing you around. Like, okay, all right, I guess now you're Joe Blue today or whatever. I'm like, what the heck?
Exactly.
All right, so what are the big projects you got coming up for this year, man? Because I know 2012, you know, 2012 is quote unquote, I guess, supposed to be the last year we all gonna be living. Whoever got that written down or whatever.
It depends if you believe in any of that conspiracy theory things. I ain't gonna give my opinion on it right now. We talk about music. But I got Session 2.5 coming out the end of February or maybe the mid. Point of February, and then I'm dropping something called Mass Manic, MassManik. That's coming out probably the end of February, early March, and then honestly, probably drop a collab mixtape. I've been doing a lot of collabs in between working on my own material, so I think that I have enough to actually drop one of those, and I'm trying to do a video for Follow the Code. I thought that was pretty awesome that you did the you played that song. I'm doing a video for that.
Oh.
I got the concept down. I've been talking to a couple of people. So yeah, that's something.
By quantum leaps into you and put that thought into your brain. As you go to make
exactly.
This video for this.
Yeah, that's definitely the I think that will be the next video that I do. So yeah. Definitely be on the lookout for Mass Manic Anger Management Session 2.5. That video, and a whole bunch of because I'm like I can't even stress this enough. Like since the beginning, of the, not the beginning, the end of the last year, I told myself, look, this is the time to start doing something, and I've been doing it ever since. And I'm gonna keep going. I'm not stopping because once the momentum starts moving, people start looking at what you're doing. Like just taking this for example, I found you on a whim on Twitter. I'm like, let me see what you're doing.
I know, I was like, what the heck? That's how we feel like a lot of times. These guys know to be like, man, I know you did it. But these
mm-hmm.
people who tell me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever just
mm-hmm.
come find me out of nowhere. So.
Exactly. And I'm like,
man,
you know.
It's amazing, man. The internet is amazing.
It is. It's the best thing since I don't even know. Sliced bread, the color green, color blue, whatever people want to say right now. But it's, I don't know, I'm going to just keep on moving because, like, you. And I can't even remember his name right now. Both of your blogs have been, like, the most inspiring thing that's happened to me this year. Like I have been on your page a lot. I've been sending people to that page a lot. You know, I had people vote for it on that page and his blog. And I'm like, look, I have not been on a blog. You know, this is my first time actually being on a blog. So I'm like, shoot, I'm doing something right. You know, I'm going to keep doing everything and anything I've been doing recently just to keep everything moving in the direction that it's been moving.
Exactly, man. Now, I'm pretty sneaky. I always throw those random things at people. All right, so I want you right now. I want you to give us 16 bars right now.
Yeah. I've been rapping all damn day. All right, let me see.
When should I do this?
Oh, that's good. It's good. I'm glad. So we're supposed to have it just like this. Where do you want me to start? I can start right now.
All right.
Love.
Start. 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4,
I said.
3, 2, 1.
Look. I say, people get to talking and their knees shake. Bad when they say they up and top, not an easy break. Me, I make music every time I get the chance. You say it's bad, hit your face, you forget the hands. Anybody get to talk about their top nines, they have to skip the corners. They ain't talking a stop sign. I'm bad, though. Moving at the dispatch, yo. They said it is cool, right? Moving at your ass, ho. She like to get that. Moving in that gift wrap. $5 football. Be good with them big raps. That's a good kind. Dude, I got a good mind. I be aiming with anything that I grab. That hood crime. I got a black mask, Jet Li. Hit him on an ice. He's frozen, no Gretzky. Me, I'm good. I be slipping like a jet ski. They say it's all right. Hit that chick if she let me. Betts breathe. I'm moving to Betts breathe. I say it's bad. Big dog. I'm a vet, please. I lay him down quick. Talking if you sound sick. Look, I don't sneeze every time I think I sound sick.
man, I'm going to tell you where you got me. The strong way went. I was like, oh, you just said it. Just said that. Okay, you got me. He said $5 to ground. I think I'm done for rest. I ain't got to listen to music the rest of the day now. Man, I just go to sleep. Oh, man. Well, man, most definitely, man, it was fun to have you on the show, man. Like,
Anthony,
wow,
thank
like,
you for inviting me. I appreciate the invite.
Let's give your final shout outs, man, for your closing here in a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would you like?
I'll go ahead and give everybody give your final shout outs.
Oh yeah, most definitely. We give a shout out to Bang, #. Bang. I'm gonna give a shout out to Be Alive. We get a shout out to Golden Gartrell, Mally Reed, LJ, J Law, Jules, Tizzy, Jinx. Everybody on my Facebook, everybody on my Twitter. There's been so many people on my Facebook recently. I'm gonna just do a personal shout out. Y'all know who y'all are. I've been talking to you guys every single day with all these contests that I'm doing right now. I appreciate every single vote, because y'all ain't gotta do that. Y'all ain't gotta take the time out to do none of that. And I appreciate that. You know, it's a lot of love, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something right, and I should keep on doing what I'm doing right now. So, yeah.
Right. I think 2012 was at the end of it, everyone. This is waking y'all up. It's not the end. Actually, to me, it seemed like it's a beginning for all our folks.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of things are starting to make a lot more sense. So, most definitely, everyone, start waking up. This is your start waking up from whatever sleep and slumber you've been in. All right, so y'all, I'll go ahead and remind y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can always check it out on millions of different places. Hey, as people say, and I love saying it because it makes my job easier, you can clearly Google Life at the Dust Live, and you can find a lot of places the show's on, or you can go to lifeatthedusklive.dustspot.com. It's even a player on the Dust Spot. You can check it out there too. Or download it for $3.99 on iTunes. I just type in Life of the Dust Live and look for the show Artist AM. And now let you download the show for free, especially if you people that have iPhone users. Y'all can have access to that. So, and download it straight to your phone. All right. So, that being said, everyone, we're about to roll on top. Make sure y'all check me out on Twitter. That's SteadyJDust. And hey, that leads to a lot of other places. You do that too, or go to itsmyurls.com/SteadyJ. Give you a lot of features. Oh, shout out to shout out to the Elevator Scott. He will be on here this Thursday. That's a boy from the Global Tech Mixtape series. He's showing me a lot of love. They just featured me on their site this week. And heck, man, we also did a big feature of them too. So big ups to that partnership. Lots and lots of years of work. As I told someone yesterday, y'all think that y'all see all the finished products or what's starting to be finished products, and y'all think it's easy. It's never easy. It's a break. So as we roll now, I just want to remind y'all, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's an AM, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy Steady J, such a guest AM. Y'all are having a ball now, in the words of Chris Brown.